Drive time on RTE Radio 1 with Ulster Bank Business Achievers Awards. Get your business the recognition it deserves. Why not tell us your success story at businessachieversaward.com?
On Saturday night, Blur headlined Electric Picnic.
Oh, it looks like I'm doing it on my own now.
It was sold out months in advance. 47,000 fans were there to see them. Blur are one of the biggest bands in the world. My name is Colin Finlay. I'm 21 years old. My dad died when I was 3. I grew up in stories of him and Blur. So on Saturday they played in front of 47,000. But Blur were the wedding band when my parents got married. Yeah. In 1991, Blur played at my parents' wedding in Dublin. I wasn't around in the late 80s. Two people who can tell this story are my mum, Jane.
You know, we were very young, what did we know?
And Alex James from Blur.
We were young, we must have been 20 or something. I mean, really, it was before we were signed, before anything.
Let me first tell you a little bit about my dad. In 1989, he lived in London. He was a music journalist. He's around the same age I am now. From the stories I've heard, he was a rascal by all accounts. There were 10,000 vinyl records in our house that he collected.
Leo was just a massive music fan. He wrote with great passion about what he loved the most.
Just had this instinctive kind of love of music.
That was why one night in 1989, he was in Crouch End. He was in a pub. There was a band playing called Seymour. They would later become Blur.
Leo came to see our very first gig.
We heard this band, they were called Seymour actually at the time. And they were brilliant, just really boppy and poppy. And I suppose the one song that really stuck out was She's So High. And I think it was those ones that really got Leo hooked. So he got really excited and ran into to see them backstage afterwards.
I mean, we didn't really have a dressing room. It was just on the side of the stage, and he was just arms waving, just grinning and expostulating and expounding and absolutely loved it.
Tried to encourage them to get management, recommended somebody, I think. I think he told them to go to Andy Ross and Food or whatever.
Leo was the first person to ever like us. Like, even our girlfriends and our mums thought we were rubbish. I think we all got beaten up afterwards. That was like how much people hated us. You know, I think you need that kind of reassurance at that early stage because, as I said, we actually got beaten up by the other support band at the end. I think Graham had to go to the hospital.
Back then in journalism, you did a lot of phoning in of reviews or phoning in of your copy. So he phoned in his copy and the Selena Webb, I think it was, took it down as Faymore. So their first review, they were actually called Faymore with an F.
We were so excited because he said that it was going in and we rushed out to get a copy and it said the Faymore.
He was a harsh critic, but he wrote the Blur were astonishingly tight and imaginative. It was the first time anyone had ever wrote a word about the band.
Yeah, but it was a good review and really that set us on our way. And
Dad will become friends of Seymour, good friends. One of the first things he advised them was to change their name. They did, to Blur. Damon asked Dad to be Blur's manager. He said no.
He was he always came to see the subsequent gigs and was a big supporter and actually gave us loads of good advice. We thought, I think he was going to be our manager at one point, but it probably wouldn't have been best for either of us.
In 1991, my parents decided to get married back in Dublin. They asked Blur to be the wedding band. Over the years, I've looked at the photos of Mum and Dad in his oversized suit and a young, happy-looking Blur playing to the party.
So, when we decided to get married, he said, oh, I know, I'll get Blur to play. That'll get everybody dancing.
he said, I'm getting married, I want you to play at the wedding. We were like, yeah, definitely. It was the first time we'd ever been on an aeroplane together, actually. We flew British Midland out of Heathrow, and that was in the days when planes were like flying pubs. They threw champagne at you and made you smoke. And I think we were all like sozzled by the time the plane landed, and then it was like up to Grafton Street for a few glasses.
Well, ironically enough, it was in the King's Inns, you know, where the, because Leo's sister was a solicitor, so she managed to get that for us. So you had this very kind of grand venue, but not very used to very loud music, so a couple of the porters were like, can you turn that down? But like, there was no way they were going to turn it down, you know. So I'd say it was one of the more raucous gigs that the King's Inns had seen back then.
I don't actually remember that much about the gig, but we remained friends afterwards, so it must have been all right. It remains the only wedding Blur have ever played, though, so I don't think it'll probably stay that way.
Soon after, Blur got signed to a label. Each record they released, my dad would get the first copy. He was instrumental in other bands' success as well. Therapy, Ash, Frank and the Walters.
You know, we continued to stay in touch, even when it all went mental and you know, there was loads of people saying we were good.
In 1996, my dad died just before Christmas. He had a heart attack. He was actually writing a feature about Blur at the time. I don't remember it well. It shook everyone, especially my uncle and my granny. It's something that sticks with me always.
Yeah, he was 32, so pretty bad, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I wish he was here today.
Blur were to release a single, Song 2. They dedicated it to Dad. It was their biggest hit single. You still hear it all the time. And I think of my dad.
Well, he was a woohoo kind of guy.
So at Electric Picnic on Saturday night, Blur were brilliant. It was in front of 47,000, and some in the crowd and on stage were thinking of Leo Finley, my dad.